So welcome back to My Secrets to Stamina. I'm Cindy Novotny, and I'm thrilled to have you join us today. And to all my loyal followers, welcome back. This platform has been so successful in allowing me to connect with every one of you on how to have the stamina to do it all in this crazy life. Not only do I share my secrets, I allow guests to share their incredible stories and the best advice they have for you. I try to always bring the fire and the best of the best. I love the fact that everyone who's listening to this podcast, no matter what your role is, wants to be better and do better in life. Everyone has a dream, a journey, and my goal is to help you be successful and live the life you, just you, want to live. They've deemed me the radical mentor, and I help people like you look at living your life without the standard definition of balance and have the stamina to do it all. So let's get going. Hello, March, and welcome back to My Secrets to Stamina. We are back with another amazing guest, a friend of mine who has so much to share, Mr. Chris J. Evans. Chris is an absolutely amazing and talented photographer, but more than that, he's an artist, and he has evolved so much over time. Wedding photography is his passion, shooting some of the most iconic weddings in the world. Whether it was the raw beauty of the first time, he always knew where his path was headed. 12 years ago and 500 weddings later, his photography is his art. It is in his blood, and he doesn't want his clients to feel anything but comfortable, but really more incredible. There are no second takes. I'm thrilled to have him share his story. And I love that because I'm always about the illusion of the first time. So love that, Chris. He's thrilled to share his story with us today and inspire all of us. So without further ado, welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much, Cindy. I'm so excited to be here and tell a little bit of my story and just, have a good time with you.
Absolutely. And I can't think of someone that has more juice and fun to share all your fun stories with everyone. But because not everybody knows you from the events and wedding world and Engage and all the things that I do and you do, let's begin by sharing your background and story with our listeners so they can gain a little bit more insight into what you're all about.
For sure. Yeah, I grew up in the small beach community of Laguna Beach. So kind of in your neck of the woods, too. I grew up surfing, skateboarding. I had two incredible parents, both amazing artists. My mother achieved worldwide fame in the early 80s with her couture wedding dress designs. And she did incredible work for every celebrity from Kris Jenner when she married Bruce, when he was Bruce, all the way to like Barbra Streisand wardrobes and Bruce Springsteen's wife's wedding dress. So I grew up just surrounded by my mom dressing the most incredible women of the time. And it's just been in my blood ever since.
I love that. And I mean, I love the fact that, you know, when kids grow up seeing successful parents do some amazing things, there's two things that can happen. I mean, there's a crossroad. One is they can just be entitled and just try to just, you know, live off those success of their parents, or they can do what you've done and gone out and made a success of your own. And I love that. So let's take a minute and talk a little bit more about your mom and dad and the mark that they left, obviously being incredible artists. Talk a little bit more about them.
Yeah, I think one of the most amazing things that I learned now that I'm a little bit older and I can like have that gift of hindsight and wisdom all sort of melded into one was not only did I learn from them the ability to create art, not only to give something beautiful to the world, but art as a true lifestyle of commerce and of business and success and really ultimately designing your ultimate lifestyle, that work-life balance. Like I was with my parents, like my dad was primarily the one who was like taking care of me, but he was also running shop with my mom and architecting and designing all her beautiful stores. And he played an integral role, but I really, really truly grew up in a space where we were always on vacation. We were always going to the beach and they were always just really successful. And I think for me in my life, where I can now take my family on vacations, I live at the beach and I can surf almost every day and be successful, that was like by far the most incredible lesson I learned from watching my parents do what they did, for sure.
And I think, you know, Laguna Beach, and as you said, I live in the area. I don't live down by the beach like you. I'm inland about 20 minutes, but that's okay. You know, there's a couple things that go on, I think, and this is just my opinion, but they didn't make up the word starving artists for no reason, because I think living Laguna Beach is full of artists. Okay. It's known for that. It's known for that free lifestyle, that ability to, you know, just be who you are. How do you think your mom and dad, and like you said, your dad was supportive of your mom, but he was also the architect and doing the things and building the stores. They were not starving artists. They were entrepreneurs that were successful.
100%. And you know, and they fell into it also. Like, they're both from Chicago originally. And my mom, before clothing, was a celebrated jewelry designer. She was on tour with Diana Ross, doing all of Diana Ross's jewelry. And then when Neiman Marcus first was expanding out to the West Coast, she came out with them and designed their entire launch of all their jewelry in their stores. And that's how they ended up in Laguna Beach. And it was a Christmas in, I believe, 76. And they're like, this is the place. We're never, ever going back to Chicago. We are like beach people from here on out. And they just literally, brick by brick, stone by stone, with their jewelry, no pun intended, started to build house and created what became this incredibly successful operation.
I just love it. What was the name of your mom's wedding, the designer couture salons?
For sure, yeah. So this is something I'll touch about later too, but my parents were always about celebrating who they were and that they were the artists. So it was always my mother's name, DN Evans. She went by initials. And it was DN Evans, and they just literally, she got the first inkling to do clothes because they were traveling so much. And she was like, how can I go around the world in one bag? How can I go around the world with six pieces? So she designed what became known as the capsule wardrobe. She was literally the inventor of the capsule wardrobe. And that's how they got their first huge plug of success in the early 80s.
Oh my gosh, I need the capsule wardrobe.
Go see my mom. She'll take care of
Now,
you.
is she still in business?
Yeah, I mean, she's retired, but you know, she still has her elite clientele. And if you want an amazing afternoon, you can go down to Fallbrook, where they live now, and be treated to so much art and story. And you would actually love her. You guys would
Oh yeah,
two
Chris,
peas in a pot.
that's got to be a next step. I got to make that happen. When I'm not home much, as you know, but I definitely, well, I got to make that happen. I'm making a note
If
of
you
that.
think I'm fun, you should see the apple tree, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I just love it. Well, that takes me to the fact that, you know, your attitude, your spirit, your just loving life, right? And talking about taking your family to the beach. And I love that you surf every day. I think that's one thing that if you really live by the beach and you love to surf, I know lawyers and doctors that get up early in the morning and before they hit their practice, they're out there surfing. So through all this craziness of COVID, I know that you changed your market. I know you moved from Maui to LA, and let's talk about how you've got to Maui and all of that. But what was that evolution and that transition? And you know, just tips, because I think the risk is really worth the reward, but I think too many people are afraid to make that plunge. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a really amazing time in our life. So it starts actually back in 2008, and I had a horrific surf accident. I broke my back, and at the time, I was a musician. I was a touring musician, a recording artist. I was in bands. I was trying to make it in that line of art for a very long time. I had this crazy surf accident in LA. I hit my head in a sandbar, and it was during that recovery where I had this like, it was my can't come to Jesus moment, so to speak, where my wife had always been like, she'd owned hair salons. She was such a hard worker. She supported all of my music, my lifestyle. Like, she really was the primary breadwinner and really took care of me. And we had gone to Maui a few months earlier and just fell in love with it. We had friends there. We loved the people. We loved the vibe, just the lifestyle. And it was during that moment, I'm like, you know what? You've made so many sacrifices to help to for me to like pursue my dream all these years, and finally 15 years later of music, I'm like, you know what? Let's live your dream. So we sold everything we had. We moved to Maui with our daughter, who was two at the time, our cat, a dog, and literally eight duffel bags and like $8,000 to our name, and off we went to Maui. So right there was like the first of like many big risks, you know? And right before we had gone, about 6 months prior, well, it was during the recovery as well, is when I decided I'm gonna get back into photography full steam. I used to model, so I had a lot of connections with modeling agencies, and a lot of friends were actors. So I just started building my portfolio. I was shooting fashion, headshots, my band friends. So I went there already kind of with a body of work and experience. And then I just fell into weddings. A girlfriend asked me to do her wedding, and it was just, I put him onto Facebook, and it was this crazy viral experience because it was about 2011, and editorial weddings were kind of just starting to become like the thing. And that's just what I knew how to shoot. So I just shot it like that, and it just sort of took off like wildfire.
I've looked at a lot of your stuff and everything, and you engage with, I think you engage with the wedding, you engage with the people. You like, I mean, I think part of, and I'm, this is me again guessing, is because you are an entertainer, you're not hiding behind a camera.
For sure. No, I'm performing definitely. And I know that's not the style for everybody, but for my
Right.
clients and the people I work with, I'm an enhancement to the event. And not only am I going to capture the event exactly the way that my clients want it to be done, but I'm not going to do it as a fly on the wall. I'm going to be part of the party. And I know that I'm going to bring all my chutzpah and all my energy and everything I have to offer, from my smile and my warmth and my hugs, I'm going to bring that to the event, and I'm going to make sure every single person there feels that love that I have, not only for my craft, but for my couples and the gratitude that I live my life through.
I think, I mean, people listening, and I'm sure some photographers are going, oh, great. I mean, number one, I love that you're a model. Okay. So when you're good looking like you, and everybody can look him up, Mr. Good Looking, then you are a musician. Did you sing or play, or what did you do?
I play lead guitar. I
And did you sing too?
do best some backups,
Oh my God. I can just see it, Chris.
yeah.
Okay. And I mean, all of this is just, it's kind of when people go, oh, right, you took a risk. Well, you did, because like you said, you have a 2-year-old, you eight duffel bags, $8,000. I mean, come on. And Maui is an expensive place to live. It wasn't
Oh,
like you
yeah.
were moving to the middle of the country to some place that no one knew of, right? So I think that's a huge risk that you took.
No, we got there and I had to get a job right away, you know, and I hadn't really had a real job, my wife will attest to this, in quite some time. I was doing private guitar lessons. I was teaching all of my wife's clients, like 10-year-olds, guitar. That was kind of my job. And then I got a job in Maui at the world famous Mama's Fish House, which
Which we love Mama's Fish House.
it is not only as a restaurant, as food, but what that place was really instrumental for me was it taught me how to not only service a luxury client, but how to solve a luxury client's problems. If there was any sort of issue, food's taking too long, something wasn't right, whatever it was, that place was so monumental in teaching me how to care, cater, and correct any mistakes made towards a luxury client.
I love it. I do think, as you know, I'm a restaurateur and a hotel person. I do think that understanding hospitality and working in it for anybody in any business teaches you, number one, to be humble, teaches you, number two, how to quickly change, fix. And then the higher the ticket price, the higher, the bigger the issues, right?
Exactly.
So I think that that's a good lesson to learn. Now, let me ask you before I jump to your destination weddings and some things I want to talk about. COVID, what happened during COVID for you?
Yeah, so we'll rewind just a little bit. My business really exploded in Maui. So I went from never shooting a wedding before to doing over 100 a year within 3 years, and then being named top wedding photographer in Hawaii multiple years in a row. So it really exploded. And if you know Hawaii, there really isn't that many venues at the luxury level. So at the tail end of it, I found myself, I was heading towards burnout because it was three amazing venues that I typically would work at. And I love those venues, and I'm so grateful every time I get to go back now with fresh eyes. But it started to become a little too automatic for me. And I needed to shake my own tree. I needed to humble myself again. And really, I needed to get hungry again. And I think a lot of a lot of entrepreneurs, sometimes, we just get very, we get static, in our life, and like things are going good. We're making money. Let's not change anything. But I needed a change. And we had already been planning the move since about late 2019. We knew we were going to move back. So I started sort of planting seeds, meeting West Coast planners and wedding people. And then March 14th was when we finally was our D-Day from Maui. So we left Maui. We end up here in California at our beautiful new home. I doubled the mortgage. We're on the beach. It's like we're going to take life by the horns in 2020. And then 6 days later, it was like screeching halt. So, I mean, everybody felt that. So that was definitely where the next part of the story begins,
Exactly. Like you had one coming to Jesus and then another. I mean, right? Like when you say, and I think that, I mean, and your wife, kudos to her. This is like just you when you said you hit a sandbar. I mean, like, as a mother, I'm like going, oh my God. I mean, I do look out at some of you all surfing, going, oh my God. I mean, in addition to the sharks, I won't even go there. I mean, just like, wow. So I'm sure it was wild. So it came to a screeching halt. And then what happened?
So basically, as the whole industry contracted, there was that first couple of weeks, everyone was like in total fear mode. Everyone was like scrambling, how are we going to make this work? I was scrambling, like, oh my gosh, I've just worked harder than I ever have for these last 8, 9 years at that point, and I'm on the verge of losing everything. So I took that moment to, again, like I did when I had my accident, where I was. It finally slowed me down. You know me, I'm moving a million miles an hour like you
Right.
are. And it's like, I don't slow down, right? So this was another moment for me to slow it down, look inward, and try to figure out what's going to come next. So luckily, I had structured my business properly. I was able to maximize all the programs that came out. So I was able to get into a flow where the money, I didn't have to be worried about money, right? So
Right.
I didn't slip into that scarcity mindset, which is so detrimental. I was still able to stay in an abundance mindset. And so I just started playing Instagram. I had tons of content. So I started reaching out to planners. Hey, I know it's a crazy time, but I'm Chris Evans. I just moved to California. I'd love to connect when we can all get back together. And I sent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of DMs to different wedding planners and wedding professionals that year. And then
Right,
when
right.
things finally started opening up, I mean, it was firecrackers again, 2021, 2022,
Yes.
2023. It's been nonstop ever since.
And I just love this because you support, I'm a sales trainer, so let's think about it. I always say to kiss a lot of frogs before you get to the prince. And I do find that I run into some professionals, whether photography, wedding planners, florists, anybody, hotel salespeople, anyone, that they don't sometimes have the grit and the fortitude to, like you said, thousands and thousands and thousands. The more you get out there and contact people, the more successful you're going to be, no matter how you look at it, right? At any given point in the day. So I love the fact that you did that. So then you transitioned into destination weddings. Is that right? And kind of
Yeah,
found it.
so it was really organic, because once 2021 started again, I had all my, the plan was, in 2020, I was just going to be flying back to Maui constantly to fulfill all those contracts, right? And then everything got pushed to 2021. So now I've got all the eyes of all these planners that I'd already reached out to. And literally every other week, I'm on a plane going back to Maui. So like the label destination wedding photographer was like, I mean, I was putting it out there nonstop. I was always on a plane, and everyone has been following me. They're like, wow, you're just always on the move and always traveling. So all those optics were like so instrumental in everyone knowing that I'm a destination wedding photographer, not just a local photographer. And that was like one of the biggest parts of how that really started to elevate. And then I met some amazing planners, like my dear friend Joanne Grigoli, and she like We did Robin Roberts' wedding together, and that was in Connecticut. So I was flying to the East Coast and then the West Coast, and then we've done jobs together all over. And it's just and in Spain, I went to Spain with her, and then other great friends, Gemini weddings in Vail. Like she brought me up to Vail and Aspen, and it just emerged that all of a sudden I went from like this nobody in a new town I had just moved to like a global name in the industry, which was like so humbling and so incredible. And I'm filled with so much pride because I really did sacrifice and work my busifis off, my tuchus.
I love it. And again, you said the optics. Okay, so during COVID, I also was incredibly busy. I never worked so hard for no money. That's what I would tell everybody. Because every day I came to work, every single day, our team, we didn't lay anyone off. We kept going. Our restaurant that we're partners in, we never shut it down. We kept open. I did more goofy Insta lives and webinars and just talking to people. I did more free coaching, walking people off the ledge. And those are truly optics. They're not fake. You weren't fake. I'm not fake. We're just living that life to say, let's keep on going. And that, I think, to my next question is how you stand out. And so I want you to kind of wrap that part of it up with what advice do you have to our listeners on how to redefine or grow their business so they can stand out like a successful entrepreneur?
For sure. That is the $1 million question for sure. Every day, 7 days a week. And I'm gonna use my first word. I know it's gonna sound cliche and it's so overused, but it truly is the ultimate word, and that is authenticity. If you are not exactly who you are, well then no one's gonna know who you are, and then that same personality type is not gonna know to gravitate towards you. I am a vivacious, outgoing, fun, empathetic, generous, loyal party animal, that wants to have the very, very best time in every situation I'm at. So for me, I'm always pr promoting that work. I'm putting out, if I'm at a party and there's a slow motion photo booth, I'm putting my sunglasses on, I'm walking slow motion into that video, and I'm going to post that video because I'm having a great time. If I'm at the beach with my family and friends and I'm having a blast, I'm going to post that. I'm having a good time because I want my clients to know without a shadow of a doubt they are going to get the person that they want that represents their lifestyle and their joy and their fun and all the things that they're about, And I just think if you want to work with a specific type of client, you need to show them exactly who you are to attract them to the final degree of whatever that takes. And that for me is the most important factor.
And okay, so I think anyone listening needs to hear that because I do get a lot of pushback on that. And I always say that if you're uncomfortable sharing your personal life or there's reasons that you don't want to do that or I don't, whatever, then fine. Then set up a separate, social media with your name, with your company or whatever. But I'm like you, I've got nothing to hide. So I show my family. I'm on my farm right now. I do Monday Metro moments on my farm. I love people seeing me just being normal with my dogs and our daughter and do, I mean, she's grown, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? And
Totally.
I think that I am so comfortable with that. And I do think the word authenticity, it might get overused, but rarely is it authentic. Okay. That's the key to that. Rarely is it authentic. People talk about authenticity and then they go the complete opposite way. It's like, oh, that's not what you said. That's not how you marketed yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I love getting dressed up. I love wearing suits. I love being in my I love being in my surf trunks. I love being in my work suits. I love being at parties. I love being at home. I love being in the mountains with my friends and family. And I want clients that like the same stuff,
Yeah,
So like,
exactly.
how are we ever expected to capture to attract those clients if they don't see what you're putting out right away and they're going, I like that guy. I like that girl. I want to spend time with them, And like, that's the secret sauce for me is my clients are like, I want to hang out with that guy.
Right. I want him capturing the most, this unbelievable day of my life. I totally get it. Love it.
For
So
sure.
as we close up, let me ask you, what are your secrets to stamina? What does, I mean, all the juice, everything you've talked about really kind of answers it, but as the takeaway action, what is really your secrets to stamina?
For sure. So, I'm a real big fitness junkie. I'm up at every morning at 5 a.m. I'm in the gym 5:30 to 7. I come home, get the kids ready for school, get them off, and then when there's waves, I'm straight to the surf. So I'm not even going to answer emails until about 10 o'clock because I got to get all my wiggles out from the gym, surfing, and get my mind right. Because for me, if I'm not working my body and feeling my very best, it's impossible for me to treat others as at their best too. So for me, it's really all about that discipline of my fitness regimen, and then to my regimen in the ocean and connecting with nature. And then I can come back and I know that I've done everything in my power humanly possible to be my very best. So I can give that to each and every one of my clients.
Okay, that's a good takeaway for me. I'm going to have to possibly improve on that whole workout. I won't be surfing, Chris, but I mean, I get a lot. I walk a lot, but I think I might need to have a little bit more, I don't know, focus on that, make it more intentional. So,
It just
well,
really to close out to the other end of my stamina is I'm supporting my family. I want my kids to have the best life. I want my wife to have the best life, and I will not stop until those goals are met.
I love it. Well, I can't thank you enough for being a part of this conversation. I know people are going to love hearing from you. So thank you so much.
Cindy, thank you so much. And I got to end this on one of your quotes that I first heard you say in 2018 in Ireland, and it has stuck with me forever. It's on my wall. It's
I love it.
for those who say it can't be done, stay out of the way of those doing it. And
I love it.
I fell in love with you that day, and I will just always be drinking your Kool-Aid from here on out. So thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, it's true. And people better get out of our way because we are doing it. I love it. Thanks, Chris. So, everyone, stay tuned for my next episode where I'll bring you another amazing guest who's going to share their secrets. So, thanks, and we'll see you next time.